Mary Shelley's Frankenstein or the modern Prometheus. The plot of the novel is very simple. Frankenstein, a Swiss scientist, manages to create a human being who, despite careful preparation for the experiment, turns out to be ugly and revolting. The monster becomes a murderer, and in the end, it destroys its creator. The story is not told chronologically, and it is introduced to us by a series of letters written by Walton, an explorer, to his sister. In the introduction to her best-known work, Mary Shelley gives her own account of Frankenstein's origin. It seems that a number of things, like the reading of ghost stories, speculation about the reanimation of corpses or the creation of life, her anxieties about her role as a mother, and the memories of her sense of guilt and loss at the death of her own mother, came together at that point in her life, creating the waking dream or nightmare that so terrified her. Influences on Frankenstein. Mary Shelley dedicated Frankenstein to Godwin and used many of the ideas held by her parents. They both had shown a passionate interest in a number of aspects of human society, which are dealt with in Frankenstein, including property, social justice, and education. Mary Shelley clearly sympathizes with the monster, but is afraid of the consequences of his actions. In this, there is tension between fear of revolution and interest in the revolutionary ideas, two attitudes which were characteristic of English intellectuals in the years between 1789 and 1832. Even the influence of Shelley was important. As an idealistic young romantic poet, he interested the young Mary Godwin from the beginning. As a disciple of Godwin, he ensured that Mary remained in contact with radical ideas. He and Mary read a lot together and were interested in science and particularly chemistry, so that by the time she wrote Frankenstein, Mary Shelley was aware of the latest scientific theories and experiments of the day. She had read works by Humphry Davy on chemistry, Erasmus Darwin, the grandfather of Charles, the famous evolutionist, on evolutionary principles, and Luigi Galvani on electricity. These sources provided contrasting scientific attitudes important to Mary Shelley's conception of science in Frankenstein, whose protagonist is the first embodiment of the theme of science and responsibility to mankind. In fact, instead of respecting the evolutionary principles described by Darwin, Frankenstein interferes in the evolutionary process by trying to create a human being through the use of electricity and chemistry. The influences of Rousseau and Locke can also be felt in this novel. The monster can be considered Rousseau's natural man, that is, a man in a primitive state, not influenced by civilization. He, however, rapidly discovers the limitations both of the state of nature and of civilization. The influence of Locke can be seen in the description of the monster's self-awareness and his education. Obviously, the ghost stories read at Villa Diodati provided an immediate stimulus, even if Frankenstein differs from the Gothic tradition, since it is not set in a dark castle and doesn't deal with supernatural events. Another important influence was the work of the Romantic poets in general. Coleridge's Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner is a constant presence in the novel, and it is linked both to Walton, the narrator in the first part of the novel, and Frankenstein. In fact, the poem is a story of a physical and psychological journey, but also a tale of crime against nature. Furthermore, Frankenstein holds Walton's attention with his story, as powerfully as the mariner held the wedding guests. Even the atmosphere of Frankenstein reminds the reader of the haunted atmosphere of Coleridge's poem. The myth of Prometheus is also important. Frankenstein is a clear example of an overreacher. He takes his place alongside Marlowe's Faustus and Milton's Satan, for they all seek for forbidden knowledge. Narrative structure. This novel is told by different narrators. At first, Walton informs his sister whose initials are the same as those of Mary Shelley, M.S., that is, Margaret Saville. Then Frankenstein informs Walton, who informs his sister. Finally, the monster informs Frankenstein, who informs Walton, who informs his sister. Thus, the entire novel has Walton's sister as receiver, but presents three different points of view. The form of this novel is epistolary. Perhaps the writer wanted to disguise her own voice as a woman by hiding behind three male narrators. Characters. There are a few characters in this novel, and the most important are the three narrators. Walton, who is a double of Frankenstein, manifesting the same ambition, is characterized by romantic elements, such as nature seen as the embodiment of God, the longing for the north, and travel towards the unknown, the wish for loneliness and pride in being different. He tries to go beyond the human limits, Prometheus myth, and is punished in the end, as are all overreaches. His punishment is the imprisonment of his ship in the ice and the rebellion of the crew. Frankenstein and the monster are complementary. They both suffer from a sense of alienation and isolation. Both begin with a desire to be good, but become obsessed with hate and revenge. The third part of the novel has the monster as protagonist. He's an intelligent being. He senses things before he thinks about them, and his natural sensibility is hurt by the repulsion and terror he produces both in his creator and in everyone else because of his being a deviation from the rule, a deviation from the forces of good. He makes several attempts to communicate with people, but when he is rejected, he becomes an outcast, a murderer, and a rebel against every human being. Themes. The main themes of the novel are forbidden knowledge, which is present throughout. The overreacher in the characters of Walton and Dr. Frankenstein, since they both try to overcome human limits. The double. Dr. Frankenstein and the monster are two aspects of the same being, anticipating the double identity of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Stevenson. Usurping the female role, since the creation of human beings becomes possible without the participation of women. Penetrating nature's secret, which is related to the theme of the overreacher. Social injustice, education and experience, represented by the monster's intellectual and emotional development.